अंतराक्ष श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। मुखम करोति वच्चलम पंगुम लंगयते गिरिम यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतरणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्री चैतन्यमीश्वरम। Okay, I don't think we'll be able to make too many groups, but okay, we were one group. So, the idea of this workshop is to go deeper into the topics discussed during the Bhagavatam lessons and to address any questions we didn't have time to address during the morning lectures. Basically, we just finished chapter 1. Would you mind to post? Do you have Plutarch here or not? Not? Okay, no, otherwise, maybe post it there. That's the sheet. Okay. If you post it in a visible place, that's a summary of what chapter 1 is about. So it's actually a simple chapter, 23 verses. The first three verses constitute the prelude, which summarizes the whole Bhagavatam, and it's a very, very succinct introduction to the Bhagavatam, and basically defines the subject of the Bhagavatam, the goals of the Bhagavatam, and its glories. That's in the first three verses. What it is the Bhagavatam about, what it is not about, Kaitava Dharma, Dharma Projita Kaitavutra, rejecting Kaitava Dharma, or ordinary religiosity, and going to the pure essence of spirituality, of consciousness. Then verses 4 to 8, contextualizes the Bhagavatam when it was spoken by Sutta Goswami to the sages of Naimisharanya. So the context is Kali Yuga, the present age of quarrel, and the great sages who are concerned for the benefit of the people of the age of Kali, and they decide to perform a sacrifice, a spiritual activity, very long. They are projecting, it's a big project, 1,000 years. And they ask questions to Sutta Goswami. And these verses describe the qualifications of the speaker, which we explored in one of the morning lectures. And then the rest of the chapter, from verse 9 23, basically describe the six questions asked by the sages, which we finished this morning, and we recap. So that's basically a summary of the chapter we have seen during the last weeks. Any pending topics you would like to discuss from this chapter? Prabhupada doesn't elaborate on that, doesn't explain how it was, but as I understand it, it could continue to the next generations of sages. Like, there are temples in India where there is Akanda Kirtan, or singing of the holy name of the Lord, non-stopping day and night. Different devotees take turns, like we have in Vrindavan. And in some places it is said that's going on for hundreds of years. Yeah. Taking turns, non-stop. And some temples, they also have the flame. It's part of the, like like a vow, like the flame of the temple always lighten. Never let it stop. So it gives the idea of nitya seva, or eternal service, continuous service. So that was the concept, to do something big, a big project, in order to create an impact on the destiny of the people of the age. That's the best explanation I have. At least to my mind, is satisfying. I don't think they were living 1,000 years, because it was already Kali Yuga. And we do read in Shastra that in previous ages, in Dwapara Yuga, human beings were much bigger and lived for 1,000 years and so on. But I don't think at this point of historical development they were living that long. But that's my interpretation based on the context of and the experience. Prabhupada does not elaborate on that. Is that okay? Any other pending questions on chapter 1? Yeah, that will match is different scriptures in different parts of the world giving similar information. So that's interesting, at least we could say. Okay. Yeah, it's not only the version of one culture, but it's the version of more than one tradition. Okay, so now what I prepare for exercises, unless you have more questions. Of course, if you have more questions, we can address them. But I did select three topics that we could explore. We don't have to do, well, basically two main topics. And it depends on the time, we can do the two or do one of them. One is concerned with the characteristics of the people of this age. And this is found in text number 9 or 10, let me see. Is it 9 or 10? It's one of the key memory verses for this chapter. Prayenal Payusa Sabhya, 10, number 10. Verse number 10. Are you familiar with this verse? Do you know it? Prayenal Payusa Sabhya. So, let's sing it. It's here. If you have the handbook on page 72, if you have it with you, you can share 1110. We'll sing it because it's to be memorized. Prayenal payusha sapya kalavasmin yuge janaha Mandasu manda matayo Mandabhagya Yupadrutaha. Two or three among you who like to lead. Prayenalpayushasapya kalavasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda mattayo manda bhagya yupadrutaha prayenalpayushasapya kalavasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda mattayo manda bhagya yupadrutaha prayenalpayushasapya kalavasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda mattayo manda bhagya yupadrutaha. And the translation reads, O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So this is in a nutshell a description of the average person, human being, in the present age. What are the characteristics? And in the purport, Prabhupada elaborates on that, gives a detailed explanation. The exercise I thought of is that we identify characteristics of this age of Kali, of the people and the age in general. These are some, it's a summary. Let's expand a little bit on it. We can repeat, but we can also expand and go deeper. I'll write on the board. This is basically the world we live in, how we as people are, the conditioning of the age of Kali, and what is the environment we are living in the world. If we go around, we travel, we go to places. So what are the characteristics? Let's dig into that. Okay, yeah. So, will you put that in two or three words? Oh, two or three, okay. Okay, you can say football, wine, and rock and roll. Is that okay? Then, of course, then you have it's the type of activity is very external, going for the externals. Wine, rock and roll, yes. Competitive, yeah, okay. Very competitive. People are, there is competition, who is better than the other. Now they are preparing for the elections for the U.S. Obama and his rival, Romney, whatever it's called, the Republican guy. So they are competing. It's constant competition. In all spheres of life. Sometimes there are, I don't know how you do it here, in Spain and the country I was born, I suppose they do that. Many professional posts, there is what they call oppositions. Do you call it like that? in Belgium you do that, or Holland, Germany, oppositions. It means that there is one position and maybe 20 people, they have to do a test, and only one will get the position. So it's like heavily competitive. And then in the business world, in all the areas, there is constant fight, competition, wars in many places. Alienation. Yes, it seems that everybody is together, but in reality it's not. Like big cities, everybody living, but people live in a skyscraper and they don't know the neighbor in many cases. It's very typical. In the past, people will live in villages and they will know everyone. But nowadays, it's kind of everybody on their own, alienation. Surrounded by unknown people. It's true, it's a fact, yeah. And you see, when if you go in the big cities, like big cities, people go on the bus or the train or the metro, and very long faces, and it's quite typical, generally. Isn't it? We observe is quite factual. Yeah. Which is kind of quite paradoxical. On the one hand, surrounded by many people, but then there is alienation. So it's... impersonal number identity. Yeah, impersonal number identity. Madhu Gopal Prabhu, any ideas? You can get from there if you like. Irregulated. Okay, so irregulated and artificial living. Irregulated and artificial life. You can say, what a bleak picture you are painting. Some people will say, you guys are truly pessimist here. Yeah, bombarded by false propaganda, actually, because usually they make the advertisement, if you drink this, if you do this, you will be happy. And they put a smiling, normally woman, good-looking woman, they don't put an ugly one, they put a nice one, looking nicely, and to sell something which in reality, will not be like that. You will buy that, but you will not be happy. You may like it, but you will not be happy. You may drink that, it's not bad, tastes good. But from that to say that all your problems will be gone, and you will be happy, it's false propaganda. So, bombarded by false propaganda. It's like constant. I know you get it, before it was outside, now people in the computers, you get it in the computer, click here, and they put the light, tick, 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 click, isn't it? click. And many foolish people click and waste time or get into nonsense sections. And sometimes they send you those messages. This is number 1 million. You are winning a prize. And if you click, it's cheating. It's like, then you have to pay something and it's not real. Can say insecure and steady conditions. Insecure and unsteady conditions. And then, of course, we could add, we could go on and on, but let's stop here. But let's add those mentioned in the verse. Quarrel, the age of Kali is named as the age of quarrel, fight, so much war, and for any insubstantial purpose, there is fight. That's very typical. Quarrel, laziness, particularly laziness for spiritual life. People do not want to sacrifice for a higher purpose. Quarrel, yeah. No one, it's fine. Quarrel and hypocrisy, you would. Laziness, lazy. Misguided. People are misguided. So, before we mention false propaganda, the leaders of society are generally misguiding people, proposing a lifestyle which is actually, from the spiritual point of view, is completely wasting the essence of life. The essence of life is to realize the self and realize the connection with the Supreme Self, with God. And we're missing that. And leaders, political, educational, social, do not teach that. Like Prabhupada talks about in universities, where is the university that they teach the science of the self, of the soul? That's unknown. And then, always disturb people generally. The number of psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists is increasing because there is such a great need due to the mental conditions of the people. Many dysfunctional family situations, dysfunctional social situations. So it's very typical. Yeah, exactly. With many, the government makes money with activities which actually damage the people. Like, for example, many governments, they have the tobacco company, cigarettes. And many people, it is well known, it's even openly said, people die from that. But then still the government promotes that and makes money. And with liquor, like alcoholic drinks, beverages, and all this gambling, which many people have big problems. They gamble the family money and they put the family in difficulty. And the government promotes those activities. Like, you know, in Spain, they are doing this Euro Vegas. Like Las Vegas in America, they're doing one for Europe, Euro Vegas, in the area of Madrid. So it's and people from all over, they know, they anticipate people from all over Europe will go there to gamble and to develop vicious activities. But they think all this will give a boost to the economy. It's an artificial system. So this is the context, the social and historical context we're dealing with. We as people, we want to practice a spiritual life. And basically, the sages of Naimisharanya, when they asked the questions to their spiritual master, Sutta Goswami, they ask, and they refer to this, people in this age are like that. So please speak for a message which will be relevant for the benefit of those people. So now, what I wanted to reflect on, we have a limited amount of time, but okay, we can. If you can, I think we can divide into two groups, one group of three and one group of two. Two and three, as you like. If you can get together, it's fine, I'll drink later. So, can you get together, if you don't mind? Three and two. Yes, you can talk in Dutch. Flemish, okay. So, if you can, each one of you can share. Now, looking at this list, even if we don't agree with that, we are kind of denouncing it. We say this is Kali Yuga. We don't like it, but we are born in such an environment, and even if we shave up and we dress robes, whether we like it or not, we have to deal with that environment. People come here, we deal through the computers. Okay, we may say, I don't open my computer, but sometimes we have to deal with, look at the news, if we do, some of us may do, or we go to visit family members, we go to the city, we travel around the world, and we have to deal with all these things to a certain extent. So my question to you is, if you can share, discuss among yourself, a main challenge you deal with in regard to the present age. Something you feel, of course, comfortable to express, but one challenge to deal with. You can say, okay, for me the main challenge is that I would like to live whatever in nature, but you need money to travel to so many things. There may be different challenges are there. So if you can discuss a main challenge, and how do you respond to the challenge? What do you do? And you can just discuss a little bit and get some points, like learn from each other. Is that okay, the exercise? A main challenge you have to deal with as a consequence of living in this age of Kali. Something which affects you. Not something which is remote, but something which really deep, this bothers me. I rather will avoid that or will... And then how do you deal with that? How do you respond? What do you do? What do you think? What do you say? How do you act on in this regard? Okay? You have a few minutes for that.